This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken delivered some of the Biden administration's strongest public criticism yet of Israel's conduct of the war in Gaza. America's top diplomat said in two television interviews that Israeli tactics have meant a horrible loss of life of innocent civilians, but have failed to neutralize Hamas leaders and fighters and could drive a lasting insurgency. He underscored that the United States believes Israeli forces should get out of Gaza, but also is waiting to see credible plans from Israel for security and governance in the territory after the war. Israel Sunday pushed deeper into southern Gaza's Rafah in battles of regrouping Hamas in northern Gaza. AP correspondent Karen Chamas.
Heavy bombardment was reported overnight in Jabalia and other areas in northern Gaza. Residents said Israeli warplanes and artillery struck across the camp and the Zeitoun area east of Gaza City. The north has been largely isolated by Israeli forces for months. UN officials say there's a full-blown famine there. Just a day earlier, in central Gaza, families gathered around the bodies of loved ones after over a dozen people were killed by Israeli strikes. I'm Karen Chamas.
Russian President Vladimir Putin has now changed his defense minister.
The Russian president has replaced Sergei Shoigu as defense minister in a cabinet shakeup. In line with Russian law, the entire Russian cabinet resigned following Putin's inauguration at the Kremlin, and most members had been widely expected to keep their jobs. Putin signed a decree on Sunday appointing Shoigu as secretary of Russia's National Security Council, the Kremlin said. The appointment was announced shortly after Putin proposed another man to become the country's defense minister. Joe Ramsey, VOA News.
And this is VOA News. Pope Francis on Sunday renewed his appeal for a general exchange of all prisoners between Russia and Ukraine, opening again the Holy See support for that mission.
Rinnovo il mio appello per uno scambio generale di tutti.
Speaking from his window overlooking St. Peter's Square, the Pope assured all parties involved in a Russian-Ukrainian conflict that the Holy See remains ready to facilitate every effort in this regard, especially for those who are seriously wounded and sick. Francis also renewed his constant appeal for peace in other war-torn countries, including the Middle East. He said, "Let us continue to pray for peace in Ukraine and Palestine and Israel and Myanmar. Let us pray for peace," he concluded. Another prosecution star witness in Donald Trump's hush money trial is about to take the stand. AP correspondent Julie Walker.
He once said he'd take a bullet for Donald Trump. Now his former lawyer, Michael Cohen, is going to testify against the former president in his hush money trial. Cohen paid Stormy Daniels $130,000 to keep quiet about what she testified to as a sex encounter with Trump, which he denies. Prosecutors say the crime was Trump reimbursing Cohen for the hush money. Trump denies this and at a campaign event Saturday said the case is politically motivated.
I'm being forced to endure a Biden show trial, all done by Biden.
Cohen expected on the stand Monday. Julie Walker, New York.
A strong earthquake shocked the border of Mexico and Guatemala early Sunday, driving frightened residents into the streets. The trembler struck just before 6 a.m. near the Mexican border town, where a river by the same name divides the two countries. The epicenter was just off the Pacific coast, 10 miles west-southwest, where the river empties into the sea. The controlled demolition of the largest remaining steel span of the collapsed Francis Scott Key Bridge in Baltimore, Maryland, has been postponed because of weather conditions. The explosives are now expected to be detonated Monday evening. The steel span landed on the bow of a massive container ship that lost power and crashed into one of the bridge's support columns shortly after leaving Baltimore March 26th. Since then, the ship has been stuck. Amid the wreckage in Baltimore's busy port has been closed to most maritime traffic. The controlled demolition will allow the ship Dolly to be refloated and restore traffic through that port. You'll find more at voanews.com. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.